Many of our listeners this morning are with us, still without electricity, water, phone or internet coverage, and are facing many more days of outages. Around 180,000 homes and businesses are still without power this side of the border, around 65,000 north of the border. Let's hear from some of them, starting in the village of Treen in County Roscommon, not expected to have power restored until next week. Our reporter Joe Caulfield spoke with Christina McHugh, editor of the Roscommon Herald, who lives there.
The storm blew in with ferocity on Thursday night, Friday morning, and left the road on which we live impassable at one location. There are about 10 trees lining the road, across the road. The only other way out of the village we live in is under a low-hanging tree, which Roscommon County Council at this moment can't do anything about because it is tied up in power lines. We currently have no water, have no power, and haven't had since the early hours of Friday morning.
That low-hanging tree, your only exit from your house, that sounds quite dangerous the way it is at the moment.
It is. It's low-hanging, and in truth, it's probably on a wing and a prayer that we're going out under it, but we have no other option in order to get out, in order to get supplies, in order to go to work. We actually have no option.
That's Christina McHugh in County Roscommon with our reporter Joe Caulfield. Declan Murray lives in Athboy in County Meath, where he works from home and cares for his elderly parents. His mother has a severe respiratory illness. The family's had no electricity since Friday. And Declan told our reporter Charlie McGinley about the impact this is having on her health.
At the moment, the cold is doing a terror on her. She's in a lot of pain at her back with the scoliosis because of the cold. And when there are respiratory issues, it's not helping her breathing as well. Obviously, because we have no way of heating the house. We can't light a fire that will heat the house because of a back boiler and of no electricity to work the back boiler. So the only fire that we can light is a small one, which doesn't heat the house. And obviously, there's risk of my mother's health condition deteriorating because of the cold.
That's Declan Murray in Athboy. Aaron Kennedy is a 25-year-old DJ producer from Moyvore in County Westmeath. He has chronic kidney disease and needs to spend 8 hours on a dialysis machine every night. He told our reporter Gavin O'Callaghan about the cost of sourcing a generator so he can avail of essential treatment.
I'm currently a home dialysis patient suffering from chronic kidney disease. We have been without power in our area since 11 p.m. Thursday night, and we currently still are without it. Thankfully, we were able to get a generator just before the storm came, just as well, because we've been out of power since Thursday night. It's very handy to have it, but it's very expensive to run. Between buying it and getting petrol for it costs about $1,500, and that keeps rising.
Have you had much contact with the ESB on when power will be restored?
No, we haven't had much communication. They're just sending out the same message every evening saying that they know there's someone in the area depending on the power for medical reasons, but still haven't sorted yet. And it's very frustrating because it's not only affecting my dialysis, it's also preventing me from being able to produce my music and send it out to other artists.
That's Aaron Kennedy in Moyvore with our reporter Gavin O'Callaghan. Siobhan Wynne is with us. She's ESB Networks Regional Manager. Siobhan Wynne, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
How many homes are without power this morning, and where are they concentrated?
So we have 180,000 customers currently now remaining without supply. We did make good progress yesterday, but the worst impacted areas are really in the north of the country. So along the western seaboard, the North Midlands, and up into the northwest.
And what's your latest estimate as to how many customers will still be without power until next week?
We still estimate that there could be like just under 100,000 customers into next week. Now, as the days go on, we will, you know, we'll update those figures in power check, and we'll try and keep the restoration times as accurate as possible. We do have additional crews coming into us though to help us. So we've had crews from Britain over the course of the weekend have been deployed in the worst affected areas. And this morning we have more crews now coming in by ferry from Austria. And we also have Finnish crews will be landing in Ireland this morning. We've got further crews then over the course of the next couple of days arriving from both France and the Netherlands.
And where are they going?
They will be going to Cavan, Monaghan, Westmead, Longford, Roscommon, Clare, Galway, Donegal, Sligo. So all of the worst affected areas.
We heard from Declan Murray in Athboy, his mother ill and with no power. Aaron Kennedy in Moyvore on dialysis, no power, spending a lot of money on a generator. Is there any way to speed up the connection to households like theirs?
It's really difficult, you know, given the circumstances we have at the moment and given the number of customers that are without power. So we try to prioritise emergency situations and to make situations safe initially, then to try and get back the larger groups of customers to make the biggest impact. So it just depends on where you are in the network as to how long it takes for us to get power restored to you.
These storms are becoming more frequent. What can be done between now and the next storm to make sure that the impact isn't as severe?
Well, this event, I suppose, now is really extreme, and we'd hope now that we wouldn't see this now for a long time. Our network is, you know, our population is quite dispersed in Ireland, so we've roughly six times the amount of network per customer than most other European utilities. We've over 160,000 kilometres of overhead network. So that makes us a little bit more vulnerable. We are investing, though, a lot of money. We're investing over 10 billion euro over the next 5 years in our network to try and reinforce it and renew it and make it stronger.
Siobhan Wynn, ESB Networks Regional Manager, thank you for speaking with us. We'll be speaking to the new Minister for Housing and Local Government on this later in the programme.